The Planet Man. The Planet Man. This is the fascinating story of Dantro, the Planet Man, troubleshooter for the League of Planets organization, the law enforcement body for peace and justice in the celestial world, whose headquarters and center of operations are situated on the capital of all the planets, Planaria Rex. From Mercury to Pluto, wherever danger threatens the universe, you will find Dantro, the Planet Man, fighting for fair play. In a moment, the Planet Man. You will remember we left Planet Man and Pat marooned on an asteroid by two space pirates who had stolen the Planeteer with Billy and Jane aboard as hostages. On their way to rendezvous with other pirates off Saturn, the two are unaware that Billy and Jane are planning to take over the ship. Back on the asteroid, with only a few hours of air left in the tanks of their spacesuits, Dantro and Pat are working desperately against time.
Is it working, Dantro?
The rock is melting and forming glass, all right, Pat. I only hope my heat projector lasts.
You think anyone will see our signals?
If this mirror we're making turns out right with the sun as bright as it is, the flashes ought to be seen from pretty far out in space.
How is it now?
Finished. Cool almost at once in this temperature, then we'll melt the silver from your charm bracelets on the back and hope for the best.
I think I know how we can trick Blackie and Slick and get back control of the Planeteer.
What's your idea? We have so little time.
When I was crawling around in that space between the inner and outer hull, I noticed a valve leading into this cabin. And I suddenly remembered what Dantro told me it was intended for.
The valve?
No, silly. I mean the cabin. You know why there are so many locks on the door, don't you?
Don't be so mysterious, Billy. If I knew, I wouldn't be asking you.
This cabin was used to bring specimens of animal life on the different planets back to Planaria Rex for the scientists to study.
Well, I wish I knew what you were talking about. Don't keep me guessing. How is this going to help us to get Blackie and Slick?
That's where the valve comes in. To keep the animals from hurting themselves, they were anesthetized. The valve leads to a tank of special gas which knocked them out until they reached Planaria Rex.
And we can use it to knock out Slick and Blackie.
Sure, but it's not as simple as that.
What do you mean?
You're not going to like this part of it, but I have to knock you out too.
Me? Why me? What good will that do?
We've got to trick them into coming back into the cabin and closing the door so the gas will take effect. I know we can do it, but it'll mean that you have to stay in here with them. The gas will affect you, too.
But what good will I be to you then?
Well, once you're all knocked out and I can slip into the cabin and carry you outside and lock the door again. The effects of the gas wear off in a few minutes when you're exposed to oxygen.
Okay, but I hope you know what you're doing. We'd better work fast. Now tell me, how am I supposed to get Blackie and Slick both to come in here and then get them to close the port?
You keep quiet for a minute, I'll tell you.
Any signs of a ship, Dantro?
Nothing yet, Pat.
What kind of a ship would be out here in the asteroids anyway?
Prospectors looking for precious metals. There are thousands of asteroids in the belt, Pat. Once in a while, one turns up that solid gold or bearing a rich deposit of some other valuable mineral. There aren't many asteroid prospectors who are strong enough to stand this lonely life out here, but maybe we'll be lucky enough to flash one in.
Our luck had better work fast. The air in my suit is beginning to go.
Try breathing in short, quick breaths, Pat. If we stretch it, we may have several hours left.
Okay, Jane, now remember what you have to do. I'll be right inside of this bulkhead, and when you give the signal, I'll turn on the valve. Remember, three taps and I give them the gas.
Don't forget, you're giving it to me, too.
Look, I don't like that part of it any more than you do.
I know. Now hurry and get back in the hull. Blackie, open the door. Open the door. I've got to talk to you.
What do you want? What is this, more trouble?
No trouble. I'm not going to give you any more trouble. I'll do anything you say. Just don't hurt me.
Look, what are you up to now?
I won't say anything until you get Slick back here.
Ah, you're more trouble than a League patrol cruiser. Okay, I'll get him.
I know it's out there somewhere, and I'm going to find it if it takes me 10 years more. An asteroid of solid uranium. I'll take the money and build me a space castle off Venus. It'll be bigger and shinier than anything in the solar system. What's that? Something flashing on that asteroid. Huh. Must be my imagination of the sun shining on a hunk of quartz. I've been around these asteroids so long, maybe I'm beginning to see things.
It seemed that Dantrell's giant mirror may have attracted help. Will Rox forget about the flash, or will he investigate the source of this light? We'll be back in a moment, so level off. When we left Dandrew and Pat, they were on an isolated asteroid trying to signal for help by the use of a reflector. Aboard the Planeteer, Billy and Jane are working on a scheme to take over the ship from Slick and Blackie, the two space pirates who are now in control.
That kid Jane says she's got something important to say, but she won't tell me unless you're there. I think she's just wasting time. I can't believe a word either of those kids say. They just ain't honest.
I guess we better go back and see what she's talking about. You're probably right, but maybe there's something she knows that we ought to know.
All right, but if this is another one of her tricks, she's going out that spaceport. League patrol or no League patrol, this ship ain't big enough to hold me and those two brats.
There it goes again, that flashing on that asteroid. Can't be just a hunk of quartz. Wouldn't be blinking on and off like that. Looks like a signal of some kind. That's crazy. Who would be sending signals from that hunk of rock? Besides, I ain't wasting any time gallivating around.
Doesn't look like anybody's around, Pat.
Keep trying, Dan.
Don't worry, Pat. I will.
There she is, Slick. All right, kid, you better start talking. It better be worth all this trouble.
Close the port first.
Close the port? What are you up to anyhow? Slick, I told you, you just can't trust these Earth kids.
Why do you want us to close the port?
If Billy knew I was telling you, he'd never forgive me. He's around somewhere, and I don't want him to hear me.
Go ahead, Blackie, close the port.
All right.
All right, let's have it.
You promise that you won't hurt me or Billy?
I'm not making any promises. But if you cooperate with us, maybe we'll drop you off somewhere in a place where you can get back to civilization.
Well, I guess I'll have to trust you. This is about uranium.
Uranium?
What do you know about uranium?
I know plenty. I know where Marston hid 1,000 pounds of pure uranium.
1,000 pounds? Why, that's worth more than all the freighters in the solar system.
Keep quiet, Blackie. And what are you doing?
Just moving over here near the wall. Blackie makes me nervous.
Hey, what are you doing?
What do you mean?
Stop worrying, Blackie. What's the difference what she's doing? Now, come on, kid. What's this about 1,000 pounds of uranium?
Planet Man was on his way to pick it up. You intercepted us.
Slick. Slick, what's wrong? I can't keep awake.
I can't breathe.
As long as I can move this mirror, I'm going to keep signaling.
If only I knew the kids were safe.
Look, over there.
Where? Oh, yes, I see it. Is it a ship?
Looks like it, Pat.
Oh.
Pat, she's out. It better be a ship or we're done for. I can't last much longer.
Jane, you all right? Uranium. 1,000 tons of uranium. I'm floating through the sky.
You sure are. It's all right, Jane. It worked. It's all right.
Oh, Billy. What happened?
Don't you remember you were in the cabin with Slick and Blackie and I turned on the anesthetic gas?
Well, that's side. I forgot. Did it work?
Did it work? What do you think happened to you?
Don't be funny. Billy, we're a slickin' blackie.
Back there in that cabin, out like a light. That's the way they'll stay until we're ready to turn them over to the League Patrol.
Where am I? Who are you? Is Pat all right?
The fellow who was inches from death, you're pretty nosy. I ain't asking you any questions.
The girl that was with me, where is she?
Right over there in that bunk.
She all right?
I think she's okay, but if you feel well enough to get up, go see for yourself. I've got to fly this ship. Ain't one of them newfangled automatic jobs. Don't have anything to do with them. This is one of the old reliable models. Ain't let me down in 25 years.
Dancho. Where are we?
We're on board this gentleman's ship.
Who is he? Will he help us find Billy and Jane?
Aboard a prospector's ship is not the best way to find two kids speeding around in a super spaceship like the Planeteer. What will Billy and Jane do now that they've taken care of Slick and Blackie? Or have they? We'll be back in a moment. But first, here is a message the Planet Man wants you to hear. Tune in again for more transcribed thrills and adventures. Rocket millions of light years into space with Dan Tro, the Planet Man. The Planet.